US Open in New York, he'll tie Pete Sampras for third on the all-time majors list with 14 wins. Watch out, Roger and Rafa. I'm John Feinstein.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This isn't a commercial. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's actually far more important. Deaths on Illinois roadways due to drunk or buzzed drivers are on the rise. Each year in Illinois, over 300 people die in drunk driving crashes. That means everyone you know, including yourself, are at risk. And it's up to you to choose life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Baseball fans, if you're looking for tickets to see the Northsiders play in Milwaukee September 3rd through the 5th, Harbor Shores Hotel in downtown Lake Geneva has them with their baseball getaway package. Package includes two tickets to one of the games, overnight accommodations at Harbor Shores Hotel on beautiful Geneva Lake, and round-trip transportation provided by Lakefront Shuttle to and from the game starting at $193. To reserve your spot, call 1-888-SHORES-1 or visit harborshoreslg.com. Hurry, limited packages available. That's harborshoreslg.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you, too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours, the Lifetime Roofing System, exclusively from GAF and available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
Sam 76 from Sam Adams has the refreshing drinkability of a lager, but the delicious flavor of an ale. So, an ale-ger? Just try the damn beer. Sam 76. Hard to explain, easy to drink. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Show transition on the Score. No holds barred show interaction. Now, three times a day on the Score between Mully and Hall and Bernstein and McKnight at 9 a.m.
I didn't know the term golden homer for something like that, but I learned a new baseball term.
The term golden homer? That's what a walk-off grand slam is, a golden homer?
While down three with the team down to their
last
strike.
It's only happened like one other time. How does it have a name?
Then at one between Bernstein and McKnight and McNeil and Parkins.
Did you guys know who David Bodie was before the season?
No.
Yes, but only vaguely. I mean, like,
I didn't either.
I had no idea who he was.
Most of us didn't. That was incredible stuff.
And finally, right before six, between McNeil and Parkins and Lawrence Holmes.
You never talk about Stan Mikita without the attachment of Bobby Hall.
It was almost impossible to do it.
But you have a guy that won Hart, Ross, Bing in back-to-back seasons.
Yeah.
That's
only got to do it.
That's impossible.
Show transition now three times a day on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
David Bodie, the guy who actually hit it. They tear your uniform off like it's the Beatles in 1965.
I was running bases. I knew my arm was up, and I was like, put your arm down. I just couldn't put it down.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
What's that sports opinion that you were absolutely 100% convinced that it was going to go down and you felt like you had good reasoning behind your opinion, but even though someone told you that you were wrong, you were like, nah, man, nah, I believe in this. And then you were proven wrong. St. Charles and Christian. Christian, you're on The Score.
Yeah, it was easy. As soon as you mentioned it, for me, it was Ryan Leaf is going to be a much better quarterback than Peyton Manning. And I was so dug in on that opinion. I mean, talk about crashing and burning down the earth real quick. It's just, it's embarrassing, but, like, I was so entrenched that it's just something I have to wear for the rest of my life.
Lawrence Holmes, night 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
.com.
Thursday night, join The Score's Connor McKnight at Peanuts Bar and Grill in Naperville from 7 to 9. Meet Connor, enjoy great food and drinks, and enter for a chance to win Cubs tickets. Courtesy of Budweiser, this Bud's for you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's real simple. If the guy's not ready to pitch, he's not ready to pitch, and you don't try to force that issue at all. It's no different than what KB's going through right now. You don't force that or Brandon Morrow. We're missing some, like I've talked about, all pro players right now, but if you can't, you can. And then what you got to do is, you know, work with the guys that you have and try to make the situation as best as you possibly can. But there's nothing to do except to listen to you and the doctors and try to figure out the next step. I've never tried to push somebody back on the field ever on any level, because I think that's inappropriate. The player knows, and like I said, in conjunction with the doctors, and then you try to make your best guess. But all this other stuff, to me, is just fabricated stuff that I don't go anywhere near that.
That is an ironclad, absolute managerial principle from Joe Madden.
It's not happening.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats have the best home schedule in the nation this fall, hosting Michigan, Notre Dame, and more at Ryan Field. Tickets to both games are available with season tickets only. Buy now at nusports.com. And that is the situation where You have, on the diagnostic side, you're going to have pictures that may or may not tell a whole story, may or may not tell most of the story. Here's what's different in there, is that when Theo Epstein was on with McNeil and Parkins, he acknowledged that something's going on with Bryant. They know that he said that it's not pristine, that they've done the same things, they've taken the same pictures, and they know that for a guy who's hasn't been in the league all that long, he's already, like everybody else, you know, he sort of demurred when asked about a labral tear, but it sounded to me like a tacit acknowledgement that, like a lot of baseball players, there's some fraying going on in that labrum that's giving him some pain.
Yeah, and that's why you could take a look at pictures, whether it's of Bryant or of Darvish's injuries, whether they be MRIs or, well, I guess X-rays wouldn't help all that much, I suppose. But, you know, MRIs that tell you one thing, but finding out whether that's existing damage, whether that's something that's popping up now, or whether that's the thing that's hurting you, Darvish or Brian. Otherwise, you don't know. Matt Spiegel asked the question yesterday, what do you do when the next MRI comes back clean? You tell him to take the baseball.
The answer we just got.
It's no.
The answer is no.
The answer is no. You trust the player and you understand that he's not comfortable.
Nothing against the question, because it's absolutely the right question.
No, it's a completely valid question.
But this isn't football.
And you
this isn't John Fox talking about owies.
The other part of it is, too, the MRI can be wrong. I mean, it's just a fact of the matter. The MRI can be wrong. You've heard all sorts of stories about going in for, look at Carlos Rodon's situation. You went into that shoulder hoping for a good situation, but knowing damn well that you might get in there and see there's a lot more going on or another piece going on, just even one little piece in a shoulder, and granted, Yu Darvish's injury is in a shoulder, but one more little piece that complicates things so much more than you had any idea with a couple of pictures. Could be the same situation for Yu Darvish. If you have to, and Joe said it, you have to trust the player. And not just from a medical standpoint, not just from a, well, our diagnostics could be wrong and we'll see what happens. You start not trusting your players, then you start ending up in situations you can't get yourself out of late down a stretch when maybe you got a Cardinals team breathing down your neck, or you got a Brewers team breathing down your neck, however it happens. You stand the risk of complicating things to a degree that you can't extricate yourself from, at least not in this season, perhaps.
No, he did not leave any wiggle room at all there. When he said at any level, it is something you don't do, it is something he will not do. But what's going to happen is if, in fact, the MRI shows no structural damage, you're going to hear the whispers again. You're going to hear people muttering about it, and you're going to hear people from other places where Darvish has played. The cycle's going to start over again, because we've heard it all already. You're saying, yeah, you know, 75 and sunny or 100%er and all that, because that's what happens in professional sports and people get frustrated. But Joe Maddon has just told you what he's going to do, and more specifically, what he is not going to do. If you want to join us on Monday, I believe we still have a handful of tickets remaining for our final Cubs on deck luncheon. Monday, August 27th, we're at the Budweiser Brick House Tavern, and we're not the stars. We're just there.
No.
The stars are Cole Hamels, Jesse Chavez, and Brandon Kinsler. So if you want to be a part of that and enjoy some terrific food and fabulous conversation and maybe a cold Budweiser or two, visit 670thescore.com/on deck for details and to purchase tickets. 670thescore.com/on deck.
Speaking of Cole and the rest of that rotation too, though Chavez and Kinsler probably won't get, well, I don't know. I guess Chavez could get a start at some point in this 23-game stretch, although it won't happen for Kinsler. If as the other piece of information Joe gave us was that it'll be Hendricks obviously today, and then John Lester, and then Cole throwing on the 23rd. That's Thursday. So that kind of sets your rotation up a little bit, and it makes that Friday start, the 24th, the iffy one. That's your potential Tyler Chatwood start. That's your potential. And because of where it comes, 4 days into a 23-game stretch, you run the risk. Believe me, I saw this happen over and over again with that ball club last year, that the White Sox team that was trying to figure themselves out in the rotation before, you know, before Giolito came up, before Lopez came up, before you had those arms to throw those innings. You start eating yourself is what happens. You start being that team that eats into your bullpen, and because your starters don't get to a certain place, that bullpen is more taxed. And the potential here, I mean, again, for another reason, the Cubs stand on this crazy precipice of being 10-7 since August started, but not hitting, of holding on to a lead in the NL Central, but not pitching, of having this long stretch of games where finally maybe you've got a couple of things starting to click, but boy, any little thing, any little blip in some of those innings, in some of those bullpen appearances, in some of those rotation appearances, starting appearances, again, it sends you down this crazy path of it's all over.
We keep saying this, though, but look at the blips they've had. We keep saying, like, when you're this good, when your baseline level of talent,
right,
of your everyday lineup is this good, it covers for losing your best player for weeks. It covers for losing your closer for weeks. It covers for two highly paid members of your starting rotation to either be non-existent or awful.
In a weird way, it's a microcosm of the decision Joe has to make about Addison Russell since he hurt his hand, right?
I guess.
That because he is so elite defensively, because the Cubs regard him so highly defensively, they won't take him out despite his not hitting, whether it's because of the injury or because he's Addison Russell. Well, that's up to him. That's up to them. But they're not going to move him out of that spot, or at least they find it really difficult to do so because he's so good at that. So good at that defense. And that defense, whether it's seven double plays against Pittsburgh or whether it's a good outfield defense that's put them some things together, that defense has kept you in it.
There's another Cubs number I want to bring up in just a bit and point out something that is going on across Major League Baseball right now that has not been this way in well over 40 years. It's an overall league stat.
A new trend?
No, an overall league stat.
Okay.
That is the lowest it's been since 1972. And that's the season before the DH arrived in the American League. But this is across baseball. There are some larger trends in play here. But there's also there's a Cubs stat I think we need to pay attention to. And okay. maybe something about which we got a little out over our skis that we might want to rein in a little bit.
More info on your first place Cubs when we come back. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Connor McKnight. It's Bernstein and McKnight. 670 The Score.
Drive in with Mully and Haw.
I think Ted Phillips is the de facto general manager, and Ryan Pace is just a guy that they use to look for talent.
I don't agree with that for one minute, but I think until...
Drive home with McNeil and Parkins.
I steer into conflict. I enjoy a little bit of tension.
You do wrap your arms around me. On your way to work and on your way home, 670 The Score's got you covered. A radio.com station.
If you're interested in securing a reverse mortgage loan to purchase a new home, then you need to call the reverse mortgage loan experts on Team Hochberg. Today, meet the Smiths. They had a reverse mortgage loan on the house they sold, so naturally they inquired about securing a reverse mortgage loan on their new house, and the Smiths could easily buy their new house with cash, but they secured a reverse mortgage loan because it was in their financial best interest to invest the cash instead of not having a mortgage. So in addition to investing the money, the Smiths won't have a mandatory mortgage payment. They will defer their mortgage payment. So if you're at least 61 and a half and you'd like to learn how you can purchase a house with a reverse mortgage loan, call the reverse mortgage loan experts on Team Hochberg now at 312-751-1333. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners. They can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 19.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
This isn't a commercial. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's actually far more important. Deaths on Illinois roadways due to drunk or buzzed drivers are on the rise. Each year in Illinois, over 300 people die in drunk driving crashes. That means everyone you know, including yourself, are at risk. And it's up to you to choose life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
Hey, Chicago. It's Boomer Esiason, former veteran pro football quarterback. And as someone who appreciates quality and design, I recommend AZAC. AZAC is number one in premium decking. When my builder recommended AZAC because of its style and durability, I said, let's give it a try. Now, I absolutely love it. I don't just request to use AZAC for my home, I demand it. And you should too. Check out AZAC at AZAC.com. You won't be sorry. Long-lasting, high-performance, stylish products, AZAC will not only meet your needs, it will exceed them. That's AZEK.
Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate.
Cars4Kids.com. accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
New Xfinity Mobile line. Not valid in previously activated lines.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Our time now to check in with Brewers COO Rick Schlesinger. And Rick, it's going to be a very busy weekend from the giveaway front as well, starting with the T-shirt Friday on Friday night.
Right. First 20,000 fans get a performance T-shirt on Friday. It's Peanuts theme night on Saturday, so we've got a special package for people who register.
Nothing like a special package on penis theme night.
Well, and a performance T-shirt. Those so, you know, that's going to be displayed proudly on the front of the performance T-shirt.
That is not a sausage race you are seeing at Miller Park. That is something quite else.
You are looking live.
Yeah, they're a special package for penis theme night. And that's the COO. That's what's so great. All right. This this man is... This man is 5 of his last 29 at the plate, 172. And since one notable hit, he's 2 of his last 17, or 117.
How notable a hit was this?
Really notable.
Did it change an entire game?
Yeah, we did a kind of a whole show
did
on it.
Did it skew? Have we had him on the show a number of times?
Yep.
We like him a lot.
We made him bad.
Kind of a tough stretch, though.
Yeah, David Bodie.
David Bodie. A couple of rough ABs. But he, listen, when we had him on, what was it, the Friday before he hit the granny, he understood this was coming. He knew that every at bat he gets adjusted back to, and that people watch his stuff. You see him going into tapes or pitchers going into tapes to adjust against him. He knew that.
Yeah, but it has not
been
good.
Yeah, you need him. I'm not saying that's good.
That's the thing. It's because we had built ourselves into this position of almost amazingly taking David Bodie's hot bat for granted. Because of
75
ABs. Right.
Plate appearances, whatever the hell it was.
He had a 160 WRC plus that I think is down under 120 now.
Yeah, the exit velocity was just top of the league.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly that's come back to earth when people have decided to take him seriously.
That's how this game works.
Yep. Right now, the MLB batting average is 248.
That's very low.
It is the lowest MLB overall batting average since 1972, the season before the AL instituted the DH.
Changed the rules after
when it was 244. It was so low, they changed the rules.
And the White Sox will call up another guy who touches triple digits tonight. Sorry, touches is probably the wrong term. Can easily throw three digits this evening. Velocity in this game tanks batting averages. You're not going to be able to convince me otherwise.
Yep.
Or anybody else, because that's the reason.
And to that end, through Saturday, the combined rate of strikeouts, walks, and homers. Take a guess. Strikeouts, walks, home runs, all those three outcomes together is what percentage of all outcomes of plate appearances?
Okay, if the batting average is 240, what was it, 248? So the other three true outcomes probably close to...
But you're taking out any other outs, though.
Right.
Strikeouts, walks, homers account for how many outcomes? What percentage?
55%.
Well, 33.6, but according to Elias Sports Bureau...
That was too much math to do with my head.
Since strikeouts were first recorded in 1913, there have been only six...
Wait. We didn't officially record strikeouts until 1913.
Yeah, correct.
What the hell were we doing?
We didn't record sacks until like 1980 or something like that.
That's the most did not record stat number that boggles my mind. Yeah. Sacks?
Yes.
Is he a doctor of sacks?
Yeah, well, we needed one.
We were no doctors of sacks until 1979.
That is
stupid to me.
It's what allowed Doug Buffon to claim that he had like 24 sacks one year.
It's what allows me to claim that everybody, all the old heads who watched all that football, like, oh, this guy was really good or whatever. Like, how did you didn't count to anything?
I know.
How do you know?
Are you going to say that to Deacon Jones's face?
No, we did. Absolutely not.
We did when we sat with Deacon Jones at a Super Bowl.
He had thousands of sacks.
Yes, he claimed he had more sacks than Will Chamberlain had slept with women. I don't know if Deacon Jones had more sacks or fractures in his fingers.
because his fingers look like Medusa's hair. Yeah,
Danny like Hampton's got the style. Same thing.
No, Deacon Jones was. It's amazing. They're not human. It's like they're going in all different directions. They would freak you out.
They all
because,
operate independently of each other.
Because of your snake fear. I know you would have an issue with that. But that since 1913, only six seasons in which strikeouts, walks, and homers have accounted for at least 30% of all plate appearances, and all of them have occurred since 2012.
Yeah, that makes... I mean, we know strikeouts are ticking up each and every season.
And home runs, because they change the ball and all of that. Kevin in Wakanda, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, how are you?
All right.
Well.
Good. So, just a quick question, Dan, and I know you were pushing John Madden, and he wouldn't say much. If you were the manager in this situation with Yu Darvish, and there turns out to be nothing structurally wrong, what would you do?
I would do exactly what Joe is doing, because once you become that manager that doesn't trust a player, first of all, it can absolutely backfire on you because nobody knows until they actually get in there. And you have absolutely no other reasonable choice than to trust the player.
That's a perfect answer. Thank you.
Thank you. That's I agree with Joe. I just even if you suspect, even in a situation where you think in your heart of hearts that player should take the ball and pitch through it and is being soft and is living up to some of the things that maybe you were whispered, even if that's true, you can't act on it.
Unless you want to be Mike Matheny.
I don't want to be Mike Matheny.
No.
Because I can't stand Mike Matheny.
No, who knows whether we talked to Jeff Sullivan about this at the beginning of the show. You know, you let go of Mike Matheny, you go on a charge, you win 8 out of 10. You can't be that guy because of what else it means you have to be and do. You can't be that guy. You can't ask that of a player because what if you're wrong? I mean, because if you're wrong, good luck with any other relationship that you're going to have to handle in that clubhouse. Good luck with your relationship with the rest of the training staff. Good luck. I mean, you potentially lose everything for the sake of getting a guy back for what? 4 innings?
Look at what happens.
What's that worth?
Yeah, when you bring up the Mike Matheny thing, it's not football. Football makes an industry of doubting injuries, that unless there's a bone sticking out, that's what John Fox calls owies. You know, these soft tissue injuries. He's not hurt. Get him out there. And you get these training and medical staffs that fall into the Stockholm syndrome and become part of the coaching staff. And it sucks. But that is part of the culture of football. I don't think you're hurt until I can see that you're actually hurt. Unless there's an axe sticking out of your head, you're not hurt. And you know, pitching's different. That motion, the specificity, and the complicated nature of it, if a little thing is wrong, it means a lot is wrong. Ask them about blisters, about problems with an ingrown fingernail. I mean, the little things that all need to be right.
Ask about rolled ankles. Yeah. Ask about Jake Peavy. We talked so much in this town about the kinetic chain and about how pitchers who go out there with just something banged up tend to compensate for it and then develop some sort of massive structural issue or have the muscle ripped from their bone entirely in an injury that no one's ever seen before in a pitcher. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's very understandable from an injury standpoint. It should be. It ought to be. And just because you take a photo, just because you throw yourself through the MRI, doesn't mean that you're able to reveal everything that's wrong with that elbow or that shoulder or that knee or what have you. That's just not the case. It's not as simple as we like it to be.
I don't think when you asked me that question, I don't know if he was trying to use a litmus test of some kind of saying, what would you do? No, I think
didn't seem it.
I think that's what you're supposed to do is listen to the player, because you have to, once you cross that bridge and once you make the assumption that player isn't tough enough on himself or doesn't want to play enough to take the ball, your relationship's shot. And it colors your relationship with everybody else in the clubhouse, in that clubhouse and any other clubhouse.
You got to imagine, too, whether it's his teammates or other players in the league, take any injury situation like this. You know how loath players are to call out a guy's toughness and how much it means when they do? You know, remember, Twitter was fairly new when Jay Cutler didn't come back out there for a second half knee injury that the Bears did him no favors with not describing or telling anyone about, really in a good way. But you remember how damning that was for everybody who went through and questioned toughness and did that whole routine on Twitter? Player or no, for the players themselves, they caught a lot of clapback. Some of them didn't care. Some didn't mind, and that's up to them. But it takes a lot for a clubhouse to turn on somebody for not getting out there.
Yeah, the 630 says, why didn't you trust Derrick Rose when he said he wasn't ready after his knee surgery? Here's why. Because Derrick Rose was practicing like gangbusters, going absolutely full speed in practice. It was just not playing in games. And it was coming back from that knee injury. It was the return from a surgery when they knew what was going on. And it turns out that there wasn't anything wrong. Then they knew there wasn't anything wrong. This isn't pitching.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were saying. If you open somebody up and look,
right,
then you can know. No one's opened they, up. You yeah, darn,
they
no
did the surgery.
No one's doing that. No one's made that surgery happen yet, and hopefully they don't have to. But yeah, the opening up and the looking and the fixing,
that's when you know.
That's a big difference maker in a guy's recovery process because, you know, you fixed it.
Yeah, and he was going absolutely 100% full speed, and his teammates were wondering to everybody they can find, why is this guy not playing again? Why is he not playing again? Because he just put it on our heads for yet another practice, full bore, and yet he still doesn't want to play.
Surgery didn't take.
That's why. If the surgery worked for that, and then just oddly didn't seem to work for game action, nobody within the team, it wasn't my opinion, especially what the team was saying, that the team was wondering, what the hell is going on here? How can these two guys be the same guy?
That's the kind of thing where it takes a lot for teammates within that clubhouse, locker room, room, building, whatever. It takes a lot for guys to turn like that. And usually it's a surgery that helps that happen or hurts that happening.
He's Connor McKnight. I am Dan Bernstein. When we come back, it is going to be the McNeil and Parkins show with Matt Spiegel sitting in with Danny Parkins today. We'll do Transition on the Score.
Cubs fans, Albert Almora Jr. joins the McNeil and Parkin show today at 2.
I did not know who David Bote was in spring training.
Just to hear his story, it's super inspiring. You really can't give up.
Albert Almora Jr. talks Cubs with McNeil and Parkins only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Sam 76 is a crisp, refreshing lager from Sam Adams. It's also a flavorful ale. It's easy to drink, so you can enjoy a lot of them like a lager. But it's got this tropical citrus aroma that you typically find in an ale. So it's really an awesome hybrid between a lager and an ale. A delicious, easy-to-drink lagery ale. Or maybe a drinkable, smooth and refreshing ale-y lager? You know what? Just try the damn beer. Sam 76. Hard to explain. Easy to drink. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
State Farm, this is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
We women are redefining ourselves.
Let's also rethink how we care for ourselves.
Let's reject ordinary soaps and wipes and reach for Summer's Eve.
Because it's made just for us. pH balanced, gynecologist tested, and uniquely formulated for our intimate area.
For a clean confidence that redefines fresh.
Reinvent your routine. Summer's Eve. Redefine fresh.